Craig Baltzer is executive director of the Rapid City Civic Center. He says the incident was witnessed by numerous people. Baltzer says Civic Center officials are not ignoring this issue.
I have no doubt that something tragic happened in this area and it involved kids, and I actually just have a lump in my throat over that whole thing from the reports that I've read.
Baltzer says his main concern is the children. He says an effort is underway to try and work with the hockey team and bring the group of students back to have a good experience. Baltzer says the school group has been coming to Rush Games for 5 years.
It's something that they look forward to every year, and then this year they had a negative experience that has associated to, you know, some real jerks as far as I'm concerned from what it appears to me. And I want to make sure that we make up for that and take care of that situation and bring them back and make sure they have a good experience.
Reports of the incident are swirling around on social media. Karen Eagle works with the Native Lives Matter movement in Rapid City. She's calling for community calm in reacting to this incident.
In order to really correct this problem, we as a Native community need to address it for what it is. And that's some individuals who made a really horrible choice to assault children, regardless of what they're, where they're from or what race they are. They need to be held accountable.
Civic Center officials say the alleged perpetrators are being sought and could be banned from the facility. Tom Helland is president of Eagle Sales in Rapid City. His company has the booth where the incident took place. But Helland was not present. Rather, he says some company guests were at the game. Helland calls this a terrible incident and says he's trying to ascertain exactly what happened and make sure it never happens again. He expresses apologies to the family and school officials. Those with Native Lives Matter say legal action or criminal complaints are still possible. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.